75 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check in on the commodity markets with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
What are we seeing so far on this Thursday?
Well, we see the market under some pressure. We started the day off on the overnight trade with wheat, finding some support above this $4 area on the nearby September. But wheat has moved into the minus column, trading down a penny to a penny and a half. Awful lot of talk about a big loser in growing wheat this year, and the red ink could build up for next year, however. Seeing some problems in European wheat production areas, both in Germany and France. I noticed yesterday that Paris was over 100 degrees. The corn market's down a penny to just a fraction. December's trading down 335 and a half, down three quarters. We're continuing to see some pretty good reports coming out of the Pro Farmer tour that's going on this week. They showed the state of Illinois with awfully good corn yields, almost 20% higher than a year ago. And even though USDA had pegged the Illinois corn yield at 200 bushel, which would be equal to the 2014 yield, Pro Farmer says maybe that's going to be a little bit on the high side, and I think that's what traders have been looking for. Basically, on the corn market, we have taken off what we gained after the crop report. Export bookings today came out just small on the old crop, but 41.7 million metric tons on the new crop, which I think is very supportive. This Jackson Hole, Wyoming meeting of the Fed head honchos has really got this market wondering whether we've got the dollar index maybe a little too high. We see some pressure in the equities as well. On the bean side of things, Brian, we're down about 12 cents in the September beans, November down 11, 994 and a quarter. We're having a hard time holding the beans together with reports of heavy potted plants in the central corn belt. And probably the general overall thought process is that China will continue to buy beans, but not perhaps at the frenetic level that it's been doing recently, given that it has prospects of a pretty large U.S. crop down the road. The live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs are all under pressure, anywhere from 20 to 40 lower in the live cattle. We certainly had some disappointing cash reported yesterday at 115 in the fed cattle in Kansas, a little bit earlier sales than what we would have expected. Watch this crude market. It's been to both sides of unchanged overnight and trading about 16 cents higher. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Great to hear from you on this Thursday. Partly sunny skies in your forecast, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 86 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.